بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن أبي خالد الحكيم بن حزام رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: البيعان بالخيار ما لم يتفرقا، فإن صدقا وبينا بورك لهما في بيعهما، وإن كتما وكذبا محقت بركة بيعهما. متفق عليه. This is the last hadith in this chapter of sidq, of honesty and truthfulness, in which Hakim bin Hizam radiallahu ta'ala mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-bayyi'ani bil-khiyar, the buyer and the seller have a choice. The buyer and the seller have an option of annulling or continuing the transaction that they have entered into. So when a person is selling an item, then he will say, I have sold you this item. And the purchaser will say, I have purchased the item. So as long as this sale is not enacted, it is not contracted, as long as it is not completely done, they have a choice of annulling this transaction. The seller can say, I no longer am selling this. And the purchaser says, I am not purchasing it. So as long as they do not have the words of ijab and qubul, which means the person does not say, I have sold it, and the other person has not said, I have purchased it, they have the right to annul this transaction. Rasulullah says, فَإِن صَدَقَ وَبَيَّنَا, if both are honest and true, and that is why this hadith has been mentioned in this chapter, if both are honest and true, وَبَيَّنَا, and they explain clearly, in other words, the seller of the item, he does not betray or deceive the purchaser. He stipulates exactly what the item is, and he clarifies the price, the quality of the goods, and the quantity of the commodity. So everything is explained properly. And likewise, the person who is purchasing, he does not deceive the seller. He explains exactly what type of currency he is going to pay with, how he's going to pay it, when he's going to pay it. So if both are honest and they explain clearly, then they will get barakat in that transaction. بُورِكَ فِي بَيْعِهِمَا, they will see blessings in that transaction. وَإِن كَتَمَا وَكَذَبَا, but if they conceal and they lie, they cheat one another, they are not honest to one another, then there will be no barakat in that transaction. مُحِقَتْ بَرَكَةُ بَيْعِهِمَا, the barakat will be taken away. There is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where once Rasulullah sallam goes past the marketplace, and suddenly he takes his hand and he puts it deep into a sack of one of the persons who was selling some grain, some corn. And when he puts his hand inside, he found that the grain at the bottom of the sack was wet. So immediately he inquired from the seller, how come this is wet? It's supposed to have been dry. If it's wet, it means it's defected. The grains are no longer of that good quality. So the person said, it rained last night. And when it rained, some of the grain got a bit damaged or they got wet. Rasulullah said, then you should have put it on top and shown the purchaser that these have become now inferior quality to what it was because of the rain. Now that you concealed it under, and the person innocently will come and he'll purchase it, and you have not revealed to him what has happened and the goods have become defected, then you have deceived him. Rasulullah then says, مَنْ غَشَّنَا فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا, whoever deceives us, he's not of us. He cannot say he's following me, he's following my sunnah. He cannot claim to be part of my ummah then. This is a very stern warning for those who deceive the customers, those who deceive the clients. And therefore, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought this hadith right at the end of this particular chapter to show that we should be honest and truthful to one another, especially when we're doing our transactions. We should reveal to the person and explain to him exactly the quality of the goods. And if there's any defects, then we should mention it clearly to the person. The next chapter is talking about muraqabah. Bab al-muraqabah. Muraqabah simply means to have Allah consciousness. And all the time you are aware of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you. قال الله تعالى الذي يراك حين تقوم وتقلبك في الساجدين. Allah Ta'ala says that Allah is the one who sees you when you stand up in prayer, and He sees your movements and your postures in prayer, in salah. وَتَقَلُّبَكَ فِي السَّاجِدِينَ, and your movement with those who are prostrating. So in this particular verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that He is watching you all the time, all your movements. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ, and Allah says He is with you wherever you are. So nobody can hide and conceal himself from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَخْفَى عَلَيْهِ شَيْءٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Allah Ta'ala says nothing is hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be it in the skies or the earth. So whether the person is in the sky, the angels, the jinnat, whatever creation are in the skies or in the earth, nothing can be hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has knowledge over every single creation of His. Allah sees every creation, Allah hears every creation. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَبِالْمِرْصَادِ. Allah Ta'ala says, surely your sustainer is ever watchful. The word mirsad, ulama have gone deeper into this meaning, and it actually means when you are watching in, when you're going to vigilant on some person, and you're going to ambush the person, so you're very careful, and you're watching every movement of his to seize him or to catch him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so kind, is so loving. But the point here in this verse here is, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَبِي الْمِرْصَادِ, that you can never escape Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is so vigilant. Allah Ta'ala is ever watchful. And therefore, whatever actions you do, whatever is in your heart also, it cannot be hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the last verse, Imam Nawawi rahmatullah is brought in this chapter of Muraqabah. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِ الصُّدُورِ. Allah knows the treachery of the eyes and whatever the hearts conceal. So if you're looking at something haram, Allah has seen you. If you have concealed something in your heart which is not correct, Allah Ta'ala knows about that as well. Inshallah, tomorrow we'll do this hadith, which is known as Hadith of Jibreel. It's a very lengthy hadith, but absolutely beautiful. And there are very important lessons in this hadith, where Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam comes in the form of a man, and he comes and he sits in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam in the presence of the Sahaba. And his appearance was such that he was wearing white clothes, hair is combed, black hair. And he sits right in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he poses some questions. And from these questions, ulama say that we understand our entire deen. So inshallah, if Allah give us tawfiq, tomorrow we'll do this hadith of Jibreel, which comes in the chapter of Muraqabah, which means Allah consciousness. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallah.